Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q2 and H1 FY 2025 earnings conference call of Electrosteel Castings Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vikash Verma from EY LLP. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, Mike. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Electrosteel Castings Limited, I welcome you all to the company's Quarter 2 FY 2025 earnings call. To discuss the performance of the company and to answer the questions, we have with us from the management team Mr. Madhav Kejriwal, Whole-time Director, Mr. Sunil Katyal, Whole-time Director and CEO, Mr. Ashutosh Agarwal, Whole-time Director and Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Gaurav Somani, General Manager Finance. Before we proceed with this call, I would like to draw your attention to the fact that today's discussion may contain forward-looking statements that are subject to various risks, uncertainties, and other factors, which will be beyond management control. We kindly request that you bear in mind there may be uncertainties when interpreting such statements. Please note that this conference is being recorded. We will now start the session with opening remarks from the management team. Afterwards, we will open the floor for an interactive Q&A session. I will now hand over the conference over to Mr. Madhav Kejriwal for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, Madhav.
Thank you, Mr. Vikash. A very good afternoon and a warm welcome to all. I would like to start by wishing everybody a very happy Diwali. Let me run through the company's financial results for Q2 and H1 FY 2025. The company's total income stood at rupees 1,849 crores during the second quarter of FY 2025, down 4.6% compared to Q2 of the last financial year. This was mainly on account of the shutdown taken of the MBF at the Srikalahasti unit. Our H1 total income stood at rupees 3,885 crores, which is up 6.5% compared to the previous H1. Our production is now stabilizing, and we expect improvement in volumes and overall profitability going ahead. Highlighting our balance sheet strengths, our net debt equity has further improved to 0.27 times as on 30th September 2024. We are very pleased to inform you that all our long-term credit rating has been upgraded by India Ratings from AA minus to AA during the quarter. The company's DI pipe sales volume stood at 1.76 lakh tons in Q2 FY 2025 and 3.68 lakh tons in H1 FY 2025. Export contributed to 13% of the total DI volumes for the first half. We at Electrosteel are amongst a few companies in the globe with the pure play focused on ductile iron pipes and fittings, and we are the pioneers of ductile iron pipe products in India and have maintained our leadership stance in the industry by building capacity at regular intervals to drive growth. The company's ongoing CapEx is progressing and is on track. We aim to enhance production capacity to 1 million tons by the end of FY 2026. The Government of India's Viksit Bharat vision, which includes Jal Jeevan Mission and Amrut 2, provides robust demand visibility for DI pipes and fittings. Additionally, the governments across the globe are looking forward to modernizing their water infrastructure. We are one of the most preferred suppliers of ductile iron pipes thanks to our strong brand recall. ECL is well placed to ride on growing water infrastructure globally, spending our team across functions offer customized solutions to our esteemed customers, resulting in customer satisfaction. I would now like to hand over the floor to my colleague, Mr. Ashutosh Agarwal, Whole-time Director and CFO, for taking you through the financial highlights.
Thank you, Madhavji. Good afternoon to everybody, and wish you a very, very happy Diwali to all of you. Today, we are in discussion with the earnings calls for Q2 and H1 of 2024-25. First of all, we would like to discuss about consolidated results of Q2 2024-25. Total income stood to 1,849 crores, impacted by plant shutdown as narrated by Mr. Madhav Kejriwal of our blast furnace in Kalahasti unit during this quarter. EBITDA at rupees 289 crores, EBITDA margin declined by 82 bps year-on-year basis to 15.6%, impacted by lower volume as stated by us. PAT reported at rupees 155 crores, PAT margin was 8.4%. Now on the consolidated H1 results, total income grew by 6.5% year-on-year basis to rupees 3885 crores. EBITDA surged by 3.8% year-on-year basis to rupees 666 crore. EBITDA margin expanded by 329 bps year-on-year basis to 17.2%. PAT grew by 52.8% year-on-year basis to 381 crores in H1. PAT margin expanded by 297 bps year-on-year basis to 9.8%. Now we are talking about standalone results of Q2 2024-25. Total income stood to 1,712 crores, impacted by plant shutdown as stated by us. EBITDA stood to 270 crores. EBITDA margin was 15.7%. PAT stood to 152 crores. PAT margin stood to 8.9%. Now I'm talking about standalone results of H1 for the year 2024-25. Total income grew to 4.3% year-on-year to rupees 3,564 crores. EBITDA surged by 21% year-on-year to rupees 623 crores. EBITDA margin expanded by 242 bps year-on-year to 17.5%. PAT grew by 37.2% year-on-year to rupees 364 crores. PAT margin expanded by 245 bps year-on-year to 10.2%. Now I'm talking about CAPEX plan. We have spent nearly 440 crores till September 2024, and the progress of the balance portion is in as per the scheduled. We target to enhance our DI pipe manufacturing capacity to 1 million ton maybe by 2026. Now I open the floor for question answer session. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We will now begin the question answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have the first question on the line of Vikas Singh from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my first question pertains to our gross margin, which though improved on sequential basis, the improvement is slightly lower than what we would have anticipated. So what kind of coking coal and iron ore benefits we have got in 2Q and what it is going to be in 3Q?
Hi, Vikash. Gaurav here.
Hi, sir.
Hi.
Yeah.
Vikash, in Q2, our gross margins, what we reported, was around 50.7%. Compared to last year, it was 49.4%. So we have done around 130 basis points improvement. So on the gross margin side, there is improvement. You see year on year or maybe quarter on quarter. The coking coal prices have come down during the quarter. And as we speak, it is further down. So obviously, the benefit of the coking coal price will be there. Iron ore prices have been kind of stable. It was little volatile in between Q1 to Q2, it was on the upper side. Now it's more or less stable. So we expect the prices, raw material prices to support going forward.
So, just wanted the quantification, what kind of benefits we can get in 3Q. So, have we got the majority of the benefits already in 2Q or majority will come in 3Q? If you just could clarify on that point.
Vikash, we have booked good amount of cooking coal and we have inventory. And in Q3 going forward, we feel that there will be some more benefit coming from cooking coal side.
Understood. So, second question pertains to the shutdown thing. So, how much on the EBITDA per ton basis is impacted our EBITDA per ton? And and going forward, what should we take as a steady state EBITDA per ton for the second half?
Well, I think in terms of EBITDA per ton, maybe you can say 0.5% or percentage of impact has come from the shutdown. And going forward, stability on the EBITDA for the short to midterm is envisaged.
Understood. The second question pertains to the general market. A couple of the people in the same space have commented that of late the order inflows had been a little bit slow from the government side. Just wanted to know your comments on how we should look the order book for yourself as well as if the inflow is really slowing down or you seeing the market being buoyant as usual.
So the reason for the slowdown is essentially that now that the new term has started, they are kind of collating and recalibrating the progress made so far and what the ways forward is. I'm not very concerned about this on a long-term perspective, and I'm very hopeful that things will the outlook for demand remains the same. It's a temporary pause.
Understood. So, what is your current order book in terms of month or tonnage, whatever you can give us, and also the next 1 to 2 years kind of the, you know, the order market of the DI pipe total tonnage which is pending to be awarded, if you would have that number?
So the total, today we stand at around a 9-month order book, and going forward, I think at the moment around 6.5 million ton worth of order book is pending to be finalized, and I don't think that this will change anytime soon. Whatever order booking will be done will be constantly refilled with new demand. So six to six and a half million ton of requirement will constantly be there in the pipeline.
From a 18 to 24 month perspective, right?
Yes, please.
Yeah. And just one last question.
Yes, you kindly come into the queue for follow-up questions.
Sure.
Thank you. We have the next question, line of Radha from BNK Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So just continuing with the question that the previous participant has asked. So you mentioned that we will see the benefit of coking coal prices in the coming quarter, 3Q or 4Q, if you assume. So the EBITDA per ton of second half seems to be it could look much higher than the first half. So on a blended basis, if we take 18 or 19 or 20 rupees per kg for FY25, assuming we are targeted to do 8.5 lakh tons of volume in FY25, so our DI EBITDA comes to 160 crores. But when this benefit of coking coal subsides, maybe after 2 to 3 quarters, when the prices stabilize. So next year we are targeting to achieve around 9.3 lakh tons of volume. So 10 to 11% volume growth. But on the other hand, the EBITDA per ton could come down because of the stability in coking coal prices. The 10% volume growth may not be enough to offset the stabilization in coking coal prices. So just wanted to know that is it a fair assumption that the FY25 EBITDA on DI because of these dynamics will remain stable in FY26 and on an overall DI EBITDA, there may not be a growth in FY26?
I think, I agree with you on the fact that the stability of EBITDA going forward will be there. Growth beyond this point will not be, I don't know. I mean, if luck favors, then yes, of course, but barring that, from what we can envisage, further growth from here is not something that we are looking at. In terms of percentages, not in terms of absolute numbers, of course.
Madam, but one thing, when the volume will go up, there will be a decisive advantage also on the variable cost and major on the fixed cost. So that also should take care of a part of the negative impact of what you thought about coking coal and all that.
So, sir, assuming that in FY25, if we close the year with 19 rupees per kg EBITDA on DI, so assuming all those benefits come through, do you expect the EBITDA per kg to be slightly lower than FY25 and FY26?
It will be very difficult to give you an answer in absolute numbers, ma'am. Again, as I mentioned, percentages is a better way of looking at it because, of course, if there's an eventual impact on selling price of the reduction in the raw material prices, it does not reflect immediately, but if both coking coal and iron ore prices reduce, from a midterm perspective, we will see an impact on the per ton selling price. So we like to stick to the percentages, and I'm highly confident that we will be able to maintain these percentage points.
All right, sir. The second question is on the bidding front. Just wanted to understand that when we started the year in FY25, so what were the realizations that we were getting while bidding for the project on a per ton basis? And considering that there is correction in raw material prices, so just wanted to understand that for the current biddings or that we are doing currently, so how has the realizations fared out now compared to what it was 6 months back?
There's a very minor downward correction, ma'am.
How do you see it going forward, sir, considering that, you know, coking coal prices, raw material prices are coming down?
Raw material prices are coming down. Demand is still robust, so I don't feel that there will be any major correction in the selling price as of now. Maybe a slight dip and then a slight increase from quarter to quarter, depending on the demand pull, as we were discussing earlier in the call, because there was a minor slowdown due to the rains, plus the government kind of wanting to recalibrate what the ground situation is like. There's a couple of percentage points drop maybe in the selling price. Similarly, come Q4, when usually demand picks up again, we might see the opposite side of this happening. So it's going to be a minor correction upward and downward with the raw material prices as compared to the raw material prices.
Yeah, thanks, sir. Sir, continuing with this bid book question, so just wanted to know what is the bid book size currently for Amrut and other irrigation projects?
So, ma'am, I will have to get back to you on the exact number for our current order book on that front, on how much is coming out of Amrut and how much is from irrigation, but on the demand front, overall for the industry, we can say that the Amrut demand is around 20-25%, and the same for irrigation.
All right, sir. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Prathamesh Devar from Tiger Assets. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm audible. Yeah, so just wanted to know on the industry front, like we said earlier, currently the orders are muted from the Jal Jeevan. So from when we are seeing the pickup in the order inflow by the government?
Sorry to interrupt, Prathamesh, your audio is not extremely clear. There's some background sound. If you could switch to the handset mode.
Yeah, Yeah, sure. Am I audible now?
Yeah, this is much
better. I was able to get your question though. So,
right.
I think by the end of this quarter, beginning of next quarter, we should start seeing the JJM order book pick up again.
Okay, from Q3. And sir, what are the average order sizes of these projects?
So that varies by such a huge margin, it would be incorrect for me to give you a particular answer on that.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much, and happy Diwali.
You too. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We have the next question on the line of Rakesh Roy from Omkara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. My first question regarding, sir, your volume number. If you compare it to last year...
Rakesh, request you to kindly come closer to the microphone.
Hello?
Yes, request you to kindly switch to handset mode or come closer to the microphone.
Yeah. Hi, sir. So my question is related to some volume number. If you compare your volume number from sequential basis or yearly basis, it's come down. You say due to plant shutdown. But when it comes to realization, realization improves, sir. So any reason for realization improve, or is it you have taken any price increase in Q2 or Q1 or your first half?
There is no price increase per se. The pricing is stable, sir. So, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, am I audible to you, sir?
Yes, sir.
There is no real major improvement in the realization per ton. It's similar.
Okay, sequential basis is similar. If you take the same question like this, like now iron ore price is down compared to H1, if you take, so next bidding will, realization will be same or will come down?
Like I mentioned, sir, recently there has been a very minor reduction in the realizations on the order book front. That's also reflecting a temporary slowdown from Jal Jeevan Mission.
Okay.
And as I mentioned that, these kind of things, they move a few percentage points up and down depending on the time of the quarter. So maybe come Q4, once JJM picks up again, we'll go back to better realizations. But again, that is a slight difference. You know, this I'm talking about in the range of maybe 2, 3%, 4%, like that.
Okay. Same thing as your Jal Jeevan Mission. Yes, I know we are one form, or we are saying there is less projects on Jal Jeevan Mission. But many projects come from state government. Are we supplying to state government also, sir, the state projects?
Yes, sir, absolutely. We are supplying to state funded projects, we are supplying to foreign funded projects.
Okay. And how much is percentage of total, if you say, how much is the Jal Jeevan and how much is the state funded project?
So, sir, Jal Jeevan is a part of state funded. It's not that Jal Jeevan is completely central funded. Independently, state funded projects, most of the irrigation projects are independently state funded, and you have a few other foreign funded projects which are direct loans to the state. So, I would say around 30-35% are independent of any central schemes.
Okay, 30%,
yeah, you can say around 30%.
Okay, sir. And regarding the export is Q2 is 12% of total revenue, no, sir?
I'm sorry, I couldn't quite get your question. Your voice is a bit...
Hello? Yes, sir. I'm saying, sir, in Q2, our export is nearby 12%.
13%.
13%, sir. Is there any impact due to this one, let's say, Calcutta crisis, or any increase in shipping costs?
Yes, sir. There are two aspects as to why export is a little lesser than what it usually is. One is the impact of the ocean freight, and the other part is that because the demand in domestic is so robust, we are finding the domestic markets a little more interesting in terms of margins. For some markets. So we are concentrating on the higher margin markets in toto. And a part of the reason is because the ocean freight, of course, if that gets a little better, we can we will be back to decent realizations again in the export markets.
Okay.
In the ones which we are not concentrating right now as well.
Hopefully for Q3 the number will same for export market, 12 to 13%.
I think it might be a little better off, but it won't be substantial. It's difficult to comment on what will happen later because it really is very much dependent on the movement of the ocean freights, and unfortunately the ocean freights are dependent on the geopolitical scenario of that region, and I don't think any of us are equipped to really answer that particular question.
Last question, sir, for your Sri Kalahasti plant is shut down. For how many days is it shut down, sir?
How many days?
Yes, sir.
We had a shutdown of approximately 7 days, please.
Only 7 days, sir?
Yes, seven and a half days, something like that.
Is this an annual maintenance, sir, or is this in 1 or 2, 3 years?
This is a part of the annual maintenance shutdown. We are extended it a bit longer than we usually do because we want to try a few more things.
Okay. So this is the reason our volume is down?
This is the major reason why our volumes are down. Stability post the shutdown is not, did not come in as quickly as we thought it would. Now we are seeing better stability at the blast furnace.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have the next question on the line of Dheeraj from Ashika. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking up my question. So the first question is on, could you share any update on the Greenfield project for Odisha?
Sir, we're still, as I mentioned at this point, I can't share too much information because it's not been, we're not at that stage yet. Things are going on as per plan though. We are getting closer and closer to finalizing the end result and then disclosing it.
Okay, no problem. And how are we planning to fund this project?
It will largely be through internal accrual, and if required, there might be a minor leveraging. But we don't see our overall leverage going up as we'll be repaying loans as well.
Got it. Okay. Okay. And one last question, sir. How do you see the opportunities from river interlink? As there are some 3 to 5 river interlinks were identified, and how do you see the orders coming in from this?
So, from the orders coming in perspective, we are at a bit more of a nascent stage than that level of maturity at the river of the river linking. Ken Betwa is one which is progressing with good speed. So river linking is interestingly a part of irrigation. It's going to end up being a part of Jal Jeevan as well because that will give sustainable source of raw water supply. So I am relatively excited about it, to tell you the truth, not only from the perspective of demand to our pipes, but also as a showcase of infrastructure prowess of the country. So,
got it, sir.
Excited,
so
very, very hopeful that we implement exactly as we are planning. I'm glad that the government has taken this initiative up this time with more aggression than it had last time as well.
Got it, sir. So can we expect in FY26 more and more incremental order book to be generated from river interlinks or anything new? Can we expect this?
It seems so, yes. It seems so.
Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Rajesh Agarwal from MoneyOr. Please go ahead.
So my question is on the shutdown the shutdown over, or will it take more shutdown in the next second half?
Well, sir, as I was mentioning, the stability of the SW blast furnace was not as quickly as we thought, and it's still not reached the exact level.
Okay.
So we will do whatever is required to bring it to the point that we need to for it to be running optimally. And it's difficult to say whether we will need another shutdown for that or we can manage operationally. So if anything comes up, as we did last time, we will be communicating to every family.
Sir, can you quantify how much production was lost or how much of sales or what EBITDA was lost because of this shutdown?
You can approximately 12,000 tons.
12,000 tons. Okay. And sir, do you feel this Jal Jeevan Mission outlook little bit slow? Is slow because of the elections, or it will improve from here?
It's because of the election. The new government just wants to kind of recalibrate what has happened so far.
Okay.
Since it was an exercise which was supposed to end. The first phase of it was supposed to end with the term. So now they're just kind of collating everything, seeing what the progress is like.
Okay.
And then they will spend going forward depending on the results of that. You know, even as per the dashboard, if you see that we're still at around 78-79%.
Okay.
And 20% is required as per the dashboard. We feel that more will be required also, since some work within the 78% is pending, plus new households also getting added up.
Are there possibilities of because of the efficiency or scale and the margins improving further from here, apart from the realization?
I think going by a stable margin of, at this level would be a better way to look at it.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We have the next question from line of Muskan from BNK Group. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So my question is, you have guided 8.5 lakh tons for the full year. And in the first half, you have done 3.69 ton of volume. So in 3Q, we can produce maximum 2 lakh tons. So balance is 2.8 lakh tons entirely. Can we do it in 4Q alone?
So due to the slower pace of stabilization of the blast furnace, we are feeling that there might be a reduction in the total outlook. There's also been a minor setback in terms of the equipment supply coming in from China by a month, not longer. So these two factors, I think we were talking about a range of 8 to 8.5. We were hopeful to hit the upper end of that spectrum. I think we might be at the lower range of that number.
Okay, sir. In first quarter, you mentioned that the contribution in the fittings is currently 4%, and we aim to reach around 5 to 10% in 2 years. So, for this, are we planning to do any capacity expansion for the fittings?
So, this is all a part of what will come in the Greenfield project, man. Exact tonnages are not clear, but definitely it's something that is being considered.
Okay, sir. So one last question. Out of 700 crores, we have spent 440 crores for the capex, right? So, what would be the capex for this year and for the next year, sir?
We are able to spend around 260 crores for completing the learning projects, and the project is on schedule.
Okay. And for the next year, sir?
Come again?
Next year. So for next year, the balance would be for the next year?
This 260 crores will be required for completing the entire balance project. And the second half would be somewhere around 150-160 crores. Balance 100 crores will be in subsequent financial year.
All right, sir. Thank you so much.
We have the next question from the line of Ankit Puri, an investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. Congrats on the stable set of numbers. I've got two questions. Can you please share the company's vision with regards to the acquisition of Singado International? What exactly does the company plan to achieve with this acquisition? And the second question is, any updates on the case with regards to the code block settlements? Thanks.
Okay, so In regard to the Cingado acquisition, the thought behind that was that Cingado was a company which was the authorized distributor for electro-steel pipes and fittings in the Southeast market. We wanted to further aggressively expand into that area. We look at markets like Vietnam, etc., as a good opportunity as we expand our total production. And also, in regard to using the traded products of Cingado, other traded products of Cingado, we are hopeful we will be able to capitalize on that a little more as well. You know, we are hopeful that we will be able to use the network of Cingado for other products which we don't manufacture to increase trade within the water industry. In regard to the dates for the coal block, what is the revised date that has come out now? It is sometime in November. I'm very sorry, I don't remember the exact date, but it's in the Delhi High Court right now, the case, and that unfortunately during the last hearing, the judge was not available, so the matter has been now pushed to a date in November.
All right. So I think we hope to get some updates, hopefully in the next con call, I guess. And with regards to the first question, again, so basically, when do we start to see addition from Cingado acquisition coming up in the numbers in subsequent quarters? And what kind of numbers are we looking at? Any idea on that?
Numbers in terms of the the turnover and the and the margins over there.
That's correct. Yeah.
In terms of the turnover and margins being worked out from the traded products, we've not finalized on specific numbers yet. We do see a lot of opportunity over there, so it will be a little difficult for me to answer that question. We are seeing that our total tonnages in the Southeast Asian market might improve by 5 to 7%.
All right. Thanks much for that. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question on the line of Sanket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah, namaskar, sir, and thank you for this opportunity. So just continuing the discussion on our Cingado acquisition, sir, if you could provide us some more details on the financials of the company for the last 3 years, what was the average turnover and the profitability, and how did we value it at, say, the 49 crore rupees when we came to the price. If you could dwell a bit more on the same.
Saket ji, revenue of Cingado, it has been around $13 million Singapore dollars for 23-24 and same around for 22-23 as well. And EBITDA margins has been around between 10-13%. As far as our cost of acquisition is about, it's based on the book value of Cingado.
Okay. Sir, when you were mentioning about stable EBITDA margin, we had, I think, so closer to 18% for quarter one and lower of 16% for quarter two. So what should be the EBITDA margin range for H2? Now,
I think, as you rightfully mentioned, sir, it will be the 16-18% range is what we are looking at. In fact, I will be looking at that range for a midterm perspective.
Okay, and for the tonnage part, sir, you outlined that we will be doing closer to 8 lakh, and we did 3.69 for first half. So something around 4 to 4.3 is what can be envisaged for H2.
Yes, please.
Okay, sir, as we have gone through this this shutdown, have we incurred any one-off expenses for this quarter? And sir, what was the period for which the shutdown happened, in which month?
Shutdown happened sometimes in the month of August, and we have incurred around 13-14 crore rupees, and that is for the long-term benefit. And the shutdown was seven days plus few hours.
And sir, as Madhav ji was mentioning that abhi tak hame proper yield nahi mil raha hai blast furnaces. So we will be spending more for this quarter also on top of the 12 13 crore jo spend kiya gaya.
Yeah, we are going to decide in maybe another 10 to 15 days time what to do to bring it to a optimal production level. So it may also involve another shutdown. There is a possibility. But nevertheless, it will not be very cost intensive.
Last point, it will not be in cost intensive.
Repairs will not be very cost intensive.
Correct.
It will not be very capital intensive, please.
Yes, sir. Sir, our capacity for year ending FY 24-25 would be 9 lakh or 8 lakh, sir. In the presentation, it was mentioned 9 lakh for the next year.
So we are still hopeful for that, so that that number still holds for FY26, you said, right?
25. FY25, it is 9 lakh and 1 million. Yeah.
No, so post the capital expenditure that we will have for the expansion that was planned in the mid of this quarter, which has been shifted to the end of this quarter, our installed capacity will become 9 lakh tons, which we will see us manufacturing for FY26. Our rated capacity will become such.
Correct. Right, sir. I'll join the queue. And it was mentioned that the long-term borrowing, we have repaid all our long-term borrowing. I've missed the commentary on that.
As on 30th September, it is around 450 crores of long-term borrowing in our books. And okay, we are sitting that much of cash in our system.
Okay, and do we have any current any maturity? What should we end this year, sir, in terms of the net debt level, sir? Absolute number.
Net debt level including working capital.
Yes, sir.
It will be around 1300 crores, including working capital.
Okay. And sir, with this ratings being getting up. We have been upgraded. Abhi hamara cost of fund kya rahega? Blended cost of fund?
Included term loan and working capital both or?
Aap separate bata dijiye sir. Aur agar blended bata de.
Term loan ka around 8% and working capital ka 7.5% approximately. It is very, very fluctuating nowadays.
Right. Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best to the team and Shubh Deepavali to everybody.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We have the next question from the line of Radha from BNK Securities. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity again. Sir, just wanted to know this shutdown expense of 14 crores you mentioned, that has already been accounted for in this quarter?
Yeah.
Okay. The second question was on the Ken Betwa project that you spoke about, and you said that now the government thrust on the river linking projects has increased. So I think the project cost is around 54,000 crores. So in this, you know, there would be other requirement of pipes as well. So how much of this 54,000 crores how much of this could create DI demand?
It's a little too early to be able to answer that question. They have not finalized on their DPRs and other aspects which are required to be able to for me to answer that question.
Sir, normally if you can...
Please. Yes, please go ahead.
If we take per kilometer, what would be the metric ton of DI pipe requirement?
Ma'am, so as you would know, that in a pipeline, it's not only ductile iron that is used. We use steel, ductile iron, and plastics. So it really depends. You know, this the entire project is across two states, and it will have multiple distributaries. Now, depending on the requirement and the functioning of each distributary, the demand outlay for ductile iron separately and plastic and steel will come out. It's a bit nascent for me to be commenting on what the exact demand outlay from this project will be.
Historically, there has been quite some delays in these projects. So now, is it a fair understanding that across, not only in Ken Betwa, but across other projects also that have been announced, there would be or we can expect some higher thrust in these projects, maybe in the ensuing quarters or from FY26?
I am relatively certain that at least river linking projects which are interstate or intrastate between two states which have similar which are the same government, that will see good thrust.
All right, sir. Thanks and all the best. Happy Diwali to you.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We have the next question from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
So, on the depreciation part, we find depreciation line item being at 36 crore, which is also up around 20% year on year. So, what have we capitalized in terms of value terms and also in terms of assets for the first half, for this quarter in particular and for the first half? And also, so we were doing some minor capex in terms of fittings and some gaskets. I am forgetting the right term, which we used to outsource earlier. So, what is the update on that?
The depreciation change is due to capitalization of some projects in Kalahasti, which the project is on the pipeline. Some of the projects completed, and we have capitalized, and we are getting the benefit out of that. Second question about this gasket. We are setting up a plant in Pongnur near Kalahasti, only maybe around 125 kilometers away from Kalahasti, and we will be using mostly the output in for our captive purpose. Anything surplus will be sold in the market.
Okay, and on the fittings front, sir, any kind of capex or debottlenecking exercise we are doing?
Not exactly now at the moment.
Okay. Sir, historically, if correct me, Ashutoshji, whenever we have done this maintenance work for the southern unit, we have faced challenges. If I correctly remember, in 2018-19 also, we faced similar type of issues with the blast furnace. So where is this disconnect that our technical teams or people in the southern unit, or because of what are the key reasons why we do face these issues? Correct me if my memory is not serving me.
No, you are absolutely right. Earlier also we had an issue. And see, first of all, the problem in South plant has been the raw material quality is varying very, very extensively. And particularly the impurities in the iron ore, namely the silica and alumina, these components are going very high, which are creating a change in the behavior of the, blast furnace flows. So we did talk to the designers, we did talk to the suppliers, and we also got some experts. But in fact, with all that, we could get that it has a lot of linkage with the raw materials. Now we are trying to improve our charge mixes accordingly and do some small corrections in the blast furnace so that these type of problems can be checked for long.
Right. And sir, as there is some carbon footprint issue also with this type of our manufacturing unit, so our investment in the renewable segment and any other that we have outlined going ahead, that may reduce or also our carbon footprint?
No, in fact, in our greenfield project, so we are taking it in a big way. And in our existing operations also, we are taking up projects of taking up green power. Plus, we are now interacting to have a green power tie-up.
Yes, sir. I was coming to that.
Yeah. So these are the three, four directions in which we are working out.
Last point I missed, sir. You mentioned we are looking for a tie-up.
Yeah.
Okay, we will be buying the scheme, that open source scheme that has that the government has envisaged.
Yeah.
Okay, and lastly, sir, when we look the cash flow part, there are that this direct taxes paid line item. So that is inclusive of the TDS also that has been paid on our account. When how to get this number correct of 130 crore has been paid as direct taxes for the first half.
Yeah, this is inclusive of TDS deducted by us.
Okay, sir. Right, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you for all the answers and all the best again, sir, to the team.
Thank you.
Hope for improved set of numbers, sir, for H2.
Thank you.
Thank you for your good wishes.
Thank you. That was the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you, everybody, for taking out your valuable time and for listening to us patiently. I would like to reinstate that the company continues to grow along with maintaining its balance sheet strength and further is well positioned to benefit from the growing water infrastructure spending globally. I would also like to wish everybody a very, very happy Diwali once again. And in case of any query, please feel free to connect with EY or IR consultants. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Electro Steel Castings Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.